Shvius Perak Tes Mishnah Vav. Hamalaket Asovim Lachim Achi Yivish Hamaslik. When a person gathers wet grass, or this is fed to the animals, Achi Yivish Hamaslik. So until the sweet dries up. So the sweet here, the Rav says, is referring to moisture from the ground. If anyone recalls, in the third parak, sweet over there, something that sweetens fruits that come from the ground, which is the same thing the Rav says here, because moisture sweetens fruit that comes from the ground. There it was Zevel, which was called musak. The Taisa Center brings this up also. So musak has actually two meanings. But both meanings mean that it sweetens what grows afterwards, whether it's moisture or whether it's zevel. Vamigabev biyavish, or if a person gathers dried grass, not like the Taisa Center says, when one gathers wet grass, he brings the Rambam's Lashon, that it's called malakit. When he gathers dry grass, it's called megabev. Ad shatered revi'ashnia. So he can keep doing this and gathering it until the second rainfall comes. Now the second rainfall during the year. This is in a normal year, which is called a Revi'a Beinonis, where the rains are normal, and the rain, the second rain, would come on the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. After the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, you have to be Mevayer everything, both Lach and Yavish. And Lashon of Revi'a by rain, so the Rav says, because the rain is Revi'a Asa Aretz in it, because the rain fertilizes the land and allows the land to give birth almost to its produce, that the land can now give birth, just like when we have a Lashon of Revi'a by a Zachar and a Keva. That's one of his Lashonis. Anyway, Mishnah continues. Aleh Kanim v'aleh Gfanim ad sheyishru me'avihen. The leaves of reeds and the leaves of Gfanim, of grapevines, until the leaves fall off from the vines of the reeds. Like we had, avihen means their source. Now, the first part of the Mishnah, we were dealing with people that are gathering dry and wet leaves. Now, the Mishnah starts with Hamegabev biyavish. If one would gather dry reeds or vines themselves, also, Achateir Revi'ashnia, until the second rainfall. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bekulon Achateir Revi'ashnia. Rabbi Kiva says, in all of these cases, it goes by the second rainfall. After the second rainfall, which is the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, from then and on, one is not allowed to keep these things in his house. Whether it's Kanim, Gifanim, Lachim, Yveshim, even the Asavim, like the Reish of the Mishnah, all those he has to get rid of. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, but rather, it's like the Tanakama.